This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. It was the end of the day when I stopped by Mrs. J's room to check on how she was feeling. I sat in the comfortable chair next to her bed on the A side of the room and pulled out some reports so I could summarize the results of the hospital tests that we'd been conducting. Before I could begin our conversation, I couldn't help but overhear the doctor and patient on the B side of the curtain. They were discussing the patient's sexual life, her history of depression, her marital difficulties, and the prognosis of her cancer. Mrs. J rolled her eyes and gave me a glance of resignation. While Mrs. J and her neighbor both needed to be in the hospital, neither had agreed that their illness, or their personal lives, nor their naked bodies would be fully disclosed to the other. I am not sure when medical providers decided to engage in the type of magical thinking that allows us to pretend that the pea green curtain that starts 2 feet off the ground and ends 2 feet from the ceiling provides any sort of confidentiality. We all pretend that once the curtain is pulled, the space becomes a soundproof room. Now, prior to performing a physical exam, the doctor on the B side pulled the curtain to assure that passerbys in the hallway couldn't see in. However, when she pulled the curtain, which was probably 4 feet too short, the doctor pulled the curtain away from Mrs. J's side of the bed, so we both had an unobstructed view of the naked patient and the examining doctor. Now, this lack of privacy occurs regularly in hospital emergency rooms, chemotherapy centers, pediatric urgent care clinics, and even in blood drawing areas. Mr. X, your doctor has ordered blood work for HIV, hepatitis C, and syphilis. If it's okay with you, I'll go ahead and draw the blood now. Well, at that precise moment, the staff and the six other patients in the blood drawing room all know too much about this person's health. I wonder how often patients who have not bought into this magical thinking about privacy decline to give us accurate answers to our questions out of concern about confidentiality. Well, while health providers all understand the importance of confidentiality and we all place a high value on maintaining it, our healthcare systems are just not designed to be private places. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.